Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So of all the averos that people do in their lives, regrettably, one that most people assume that they're in the free and clear nowadays is avodah zarah. Who in the world would ever violate a prohibition of idol worship nowadays? And so the truth is, thank God, most of us are not worshiping idols. However, there are so many subcategories of idol worship that people should be aware of them. And so, for example, when it comes to other religions, so as a general rule, we'll take Christianity. So there's a very famous Jewish belief that we believe for non-Jews, for a non-Jewish person to be a Christian, practicing Christian, that is not idol worship. But for Jews, for a Jewish person to be a practicing Christian, that would be considered idol worship. And therefore, any association with Christianity could be quite difficult. And there is a prohibition of getting any sort of a benefit from the world of idol worship. And in particular, for us to benefit them would be a difficult thing to do. And so, for example, very practically, let's say someone wants to go to a church garage sale. Would that be permissible? And they say, what's the problem? The money will go to a good cause, I'm sure. However, the problem is as follows. Let's say you have items that were used in association with ritual practices, right? Let's say they have old pews, or let's say they have old items, I don't know, whatever it is that the other religions do. And so if you use any of these things that were used in the form of their ritual service, that could be a tremendous prohibition. And moreover, let's say a person is just giving money to a good cause, to a church, and it's going to go hopefully to good things. Well, the problem is that if it goes to doing things like paying bills, keeping the lights on in the church, so all these things would be serious prohibitions. And so at the end of the day, one should probably avoid going to church garage sales for this and many other reasons, but just people should be aware of it. Of all the sins that we do, we'd like to try to keep idol worship off the list, and so people should be as careful as they can about that. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi Scottish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akashim.